From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sydney Steele. The Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services has released its 2018 Community Health Assessment, which found huge amounts of racial disparity in wealth and health care. KBIA's Jacob Douglas has more.
The study revealed white Boone County residents make about $53,000 a year, while black residents make only about $30,000 a year. The Department of Public Health and Human Services has four action teams to address these issues. Senior Planner for the Public Health and Human Services Department, Jason Wilcox, says the action team's goal is to get out in the community and help.
That's really what we're looking at then with these action teams, is what measurable changes that they can make in the community that might influence these larger disparities, you know, like education, health access, and things like that.
The Department of Public Health and Human Services are working with their action teams to come up with measurable objectives that will be published yearly to track each group's progress over the next 4 to 5 years. Jacob Douglas, KBIA.
Some University of Missouri employees did not benefit from the state's minimum wage increase that went into effect in January. Missouri's minimum wage rose to $8.60 per hour, but the law does not apply to what it describes as public employers, such as the university. This means some university employees are still being paid $7.85 per hour. MU spokesperson Christian Bossi says MU reviews its wages every year, taking different factors into consideration, such as whether the wages would be competitive and are a fair wage for the job. The exception applies to the state and all employers that are a political subdivision of the state. The Missouri Legislative Black Caucus is calling on Missouri leaders to push for more diversity and inclusion. The caucus raised the issue Monday at a press conference honoring Black History Month. Betsy Smith has more.
State Representative Tommy Pearson Jr. says this year's state budget process is one example of Missouri's diversity and inclusion problem. He said none of the statewide officials, department heads, or analysts who have been part of the conversation in presenting the budget have been African American.
How many African Americans have presented this $28 billion Missouri budget? And that number is zero.
Black caucus members also challenged themselves to make history this session with criminal justice system reform. From Jefferson City, I'm Betsy Smith.
Columbia City Council members are showing unanimous support of a House bill that would ban conversion therapy. The vote made last night was to support House Bill 516, which would prohibit mental health professionals from practicing conversion therapy with anyone under the age of 18. Boone County Representative Martha Stevens co-sponsored the bill. MU student Dan Reynolds spoke to the council and says he grew up with a father who practiced conversion therapy.
I can't imagine what they went through. However, I can attest to the fact that I simply lived with him for 2 years while being out, and I ended up developing a mental disorder, and I haven't been able to go back to that house.
Reynolds urged the council to adopt an ordinance to ban conversion therapy on minors if the House bill does not pass. Sydney Steele, KBIA News, Columbia.